So one of the most misunderstood things in marketing today is SEO, search engine optimization. So let's go inside, let's talk about it today. Oh no. Oh my God, there's no way. So despite the fact that the internet has been around now for many years and the extreme importance of SEO, there's still this looming confusion about what SEO actually is. So let's talk about first why SEO is so important. So search engine optimization is nothing but optimizing the opportunity for you to be found online. So think about that for a second, right? So you want to be found either through Google searches, through social media, on YouTube, articles that are posted on different websites, whatever. You want your content to be found. So reverse engineer that. Think about when someone goes online, they're searching for specific terms or phrases. You want to make sure that your content, whatever that is, starts showing up whenever they're doing their search. Okay, so there are tons of places that you can put content online so that you're found when people are searching. Web pages, landing pages, social media, link building, the reviews that people leave, directory listings that are out there, YouTube, on and on and on and on and on. There's a ton of places for your content to be found. Some of the most popular ways to produce content for social media, or some that's been used the most for the longest, is certainly the written word. And that can be from your blogs, it can be on your web pages, getting keyword frequency in their articles, like putting those out on places like Medium and other LinkedIn articles and other places like that. One of the highest SEO values though today is video. Doing vlogs like we're doing here. Let videos live on YouTube. Do testimonials of your clients. Create ads, just like 30-second ads, 15-second ads. You can put them on YouTube. You don't have to do all of those just on TV. And then lastly, you've got images. That can be on social media, all the different platforms. Instagram is huge for images today, but still Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of those still work as well. The design of your website, making sure that when somebody does find your website, that it's visually appealing. And don't forget, on your website, images have alt tags. Use those. They're huge for SEO. So when we're talking about when, we're talking about frequency and consistency. And this is something that I have talked about over and over and over again in marketing for years, is it is so important that when you're doing any type of marketing, SEO, ads, anything, that you are frequent and that you're consistent. So work really hard to get all these things that we talked about today, work really hard to get those optimized so that when somebody's looking for you online, they can find you. Hey, Sean, Chris Weir, 2 Second Media. How you doing, sir? Good. We had a call scheduled here at 1 o'clock. Is now still a good time for you? May I speak to John, please?
Yes, may I speak to Samantha?
And that's a big deal to me, by the way. That's because two things. I don't like caps, number one, so I want income to be unlimited. So I want you to be able to make as much as you possibly can. That's why we build teams under you, so that you can handle more business. But two, I'm also very big on long-term relationships with clients. And if I pass somebody off, that is always a negative experience for the client. So we avoid negative experiences for our clients.
just traditional advertising, TV, radio, print, that kind of stuff, near impossible to measure. I mean, there's no way for me to tell you how many people I brought into your business from watching your TV commercial, right? Nielsen ratings are crap. They always have been. They've never been accurate. Asking at the counter, how did you hear about us, is always crap, because it's the last thing that they heard. So that's always been a struggle for us. I really am seeing the ad agency world, we're going to have to start becoming this, helping our clients understand how to close a little bit. There's going to be a little more sales in what we do than what we've done before.